This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. In advance of the New Hampshire presidential primary, we've been following voters from the town of Exeter. Independents there, as in the rest of the state, were quite taken with Senator John McCain back in 2000 when McCain trounced George W. Bush. This year, they're not so sure. In this week's installment, New Hampshire Public Radio's John Greenberg talks to independent voters to find out what has changed in 7 years.
In 2000, John McCain's image was crystal clear to Exeter voters.
He was kind of a maverick.
I absolutely believed that John McCain was telling the truth.
I like John McCain because he seemed to be truly independent.
These are the voices of three Exeter independents who backed McCain 7 years ago: Jerry Hamill, Lee Williams, and Peter Ayton. It's far from certain that any of them will do that again. We caught up with Jerry Hamill at a job site, a house in a well-wooded neighborhood just outside of Exeter. Jerry's 54, but looks much younger. He's been working on houses for 35 years and now runs his own contracting company. The John McCain of 2000 struck him as someone who understood what his life was like.
I thought he'd work for the middle class like myself, and I think the middle class right now, we're losing ground. And I thought he would be a person that would really try to help out.
Jerry says under President Bush, things have gone berserk, with booming oil company profits, huge government spending, and a war that, in his view, kills thousands, costs billions, and accomplishes little. He faults McCain for failing to be a champion for an alternative path.
I've been seeing him side more with, you know, with the president. This whole thing on the war on terrorism, and the money that we're spending on it, it's how much money is big business making on this stuff. And I just don't think that our money should go to make big business bigger.
Jerry is not ready to vote for McCain again. Peter Ayton is another former McCain supporter who has lost his enthusiasm, but for a very different reason. Peter is a 43-year-old manager of information technology projects for an investment company. He and his family live in a stately house built in 1885 in Exeter. We sit on his screen porch, and Peter says he went into this election season predisposed to support McCain. His problem with the candidate started when McCain reached out to a key part of the Republican base, religious conservatives.
The first thing that would have done that was his appearance at Jerry Falwell's university, which he refused to appear at, I think, 8 years ago. And now he was appearing at and seemed to me to be a fairly blatant appeal to folks that are farther to the right, and I'm concerned about what that means for him in terms of how he'll govern the country.
Not every independent judges McCain so harshly. Near the river that runs through downtown Exeter, Lee Williams is sitting on a bench. She's enjoying a day off from her job at a large Boston bank. She voted for McCain because she saw him as a deficit hawk. Today, McCain is still on her list, but he isn't alone.
On major fundamental things for the health of this country, I think he's got some good ideas.
Would you then count yourself as a committed John McCain person at this point?
Absolutely not. I think Rudy Giuliani is a good man. I think he has very good ideas. We agree on some stuff. We disagree on some stuff.
The 2006 election redrew the political map of New Hampshire. Across the board, Republicans lost and Democrats won, and these independent voters were part of that shift. By all indications, independents are increasingly likely to show up on the Democratic side, and the views they bring with them are not necessarily straight out of the party handbook. Here's what Jerry has to say about social programs.
You have to do things for people who don't have, but we've gone to the point we give so much to people who don't have that they don't want to work, they don't want to get out there and try to, you know, we give them housing, we give them food. It's almost like socialism.
And Peter on Iraq.
Our country, you know, made these decisions. We are where we are, and I don't think it's appropriate for us to just pull out and create a vacuum that will create a much worse situation.
And Lee on spending.
We need to live like every one of our families live, which is within our means. And if it means difficult cuts, it means difficult cuts.
Independents outnumber Democrats in Exeter, as they do in the entire state. Their views are more centrist than those held by some in the Democratic base. If candidates want to go after them, and there's plenty of incentive to do so, they'll have to meet them in the middle. For NPR News, I'm John Greenberg.